My name's Chris Martin. I work for Ringway as a gritter operator stroke manager. What we've got here is a 6 cubic metre gritter body mounted on an 18 ton tipper chassis. Salt is dropped in the top. The salt comes out of the back of the lorry through a conveyor belt down onto a spinner, and it's spun across the road as we go. The lorry driver has got control of the width of the spread, how much salt comes out the back, and it's road speed related as well. So once he gets up to 30 mile an hour, he's still putting the same salt out as we would be at 2 mile an hour.
How have things changed over time? You used to use a different type of salt. Now this is a new kind. What is this that you're using?
This is a rock salt product with a molasses coating byproduct of the sugar industry. It seems to go down better and it seems to work better.
Shall we take a look at it inside?
Yep.
Describe for us what we're sat in right now.
We're sat in an 18-ton truck fitted with a 10-foot wide snowplow with a gritter body attached to it, ready to go out salting.
So these are the things that effectively get rid of the snow once it falls, or prevents the snow from falling and setting and causing travel chaos. But describe for me, I mean, you're a driver, so you know of all the kinds of challenges. You're not a lorry driver. That would presumably be an easy job. This is a very difficult one. Talk me through why.
I think from a driver perspective on a gritting lorry, we're out there in the worst of the weather. We're trying to negotiate parked cars, trying to get salt down before we get ice and snow. And then once it's snowed, we're out again in very tight environments around housing estates.
So is this happening while we're sleeping? What kind of times does this take place? How long does it take?
For a normal ice run, we're out for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours for frost. Snow can be any time of the day or night, and we will start on snow 24 hours a day with different shifts on drivers.
And take us through, what do we have on board? What is it? How does it work?
We've got an attachment on the back of the lorry that's hydraulically powered from the engine of the truck. It's all road speed related, and basically we load salt on the back, and as we drive around, we lose the load on the road, which should stop ice and snow forming.
Can you take me through any of the other challenges? Because, of course, when you're working, you must be thinking about the people who'll be waking up in the morning, and they have certain expectations. Does that put you under a lot of pressure?
I don't think you think about it while you're driving around. Yes, you appreciate that people's safety the next day when they go to work and to school is a result of what you've done overnight, and hopefully it reduces the amount of trouble and accidents on the road the next morning.
Now, the way that you work, you base it on what you forecast the weather is going to do. It's very reliable. You've got all sorts of systems. You speak with all sorts of agencies. But if you've got it wrong, and if suddenly the weather turns bad and you need to get out there, how quickly can you react?
We can normally get the lorries out within an hour. The first of the lorries are on the road, and within 2 hours, everything is on the road working.
And what is it that makes you able to react that quickly?
The lorries are always ready to go. They're serviced every 4 weeks. The maintenance on them is top class. Drivers all live locally, and it's just local knowledge. Phone call, off we go.
So these lorries, they're loaded, they're ready to go, they're ready to spread that salt. If they aren't, for whatever reason, if you're really caught totally unaware of what's about to happen and you need to load them, how long does that take?
Each lorry will take about 5 minutes to load, but even that, we've got a dedicated loader on it. The drivers come in, load, and they're gone.
And it's another 10 minutes or so, isn't it, to put the other equipment on?
Yeah, I mean, if we've got a demountable gritter body, it's about 10 minutes. But what they'll do is they'll load the dedicated ones first while these are put together, and then we'll go. But again, we normally know something's coming up.